Welcome to another podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host and Society Board Member, Terry Diener. Our speaker series continues through September at the Boyd House Museum in Danville. On August the 8th, I'll be sharing a program entitled To See What I Have Seen, Montour County Men in the Civil War. Doors open at 6:30, the program begins at 7. There is a $5 admission. My podcast this week involves a Montour County man who helped to change the course of American history. And if you recognize the typewriter song at the beginning of the podcast, you'll know that man was Christopher Latham Sholes, who was born in Mooresburg, Pennsylvania in 1819 and came up with a workable typewriter in later years in Wisconsin. Local history reports that Sholes' Mooresburg home was a log house, and that its stone foundation can be found on Montour Ridge above the village. After moving with his family to Danville on Water Street, Christopher received his education in a one-room school. His father operated a cabinet shop, and Sholes became a devil's apprentice to Thomas Chalfont at the Danville Intelligencer. Chalfont was a former Civil War veteran, and had served as a state senator and Danville's postmaster. His newspaper was a leading Democratic mouthpiece. Sholes was diligent and learned the newspaper trade. At the age of 18 in 1837, he and his family moved west, part of an eastern wave of people seeking land grants and business opportunities in the Wisconsin Territory. In a 2015 article for Investors Business Daily, reporter Shanna Smith wrote, Christopher's brothers, also printers, published the Wisconsin Democrat. Sholes worked for his brothers 3 years before founding and editing his own newspapers in Kenosha, Wisconsin. After moving to Milwaukee in 1858, he worked for the Free Democrat and the Sentinel. Sholes' long career in Gutenberg's art provided the background for his inventing. He devised a subscriber addressing machine for newspapers and was working on a device for numbering book pages when, at the age of 48, he read a Scientific American magazine article about a typewriting machine. In September of 1867, working with contributors Carlos Glidden and Samuel Soule, Sholes completed his first typewriting device. To get his invention to market, Sholes contacted investors via the first typed letter Annie had received. James Densmore, a Pennsylvania attorney and inventor who had started a newspaper with Sholes, was excited enough to invest $600, the equivalent of $10,000 today, for a quarter interest in the patent rights to the typewriter. When Densmore saw the machine a few months later, he urged improvements. So Sholes went back to work. By 1873, he had improved his typewriter through 40 models, incorporating user feedback from stenographers and telegraphers, at a cost to Densmore of $13,000, or $280,000 today. The latest device featured a foot treadle carriage return, a la the sewing machine, later replaced by a hand-operated mechanism. Once Densmore thought they had it right, he sought a production partner. In 1873, he made a deal with the Remington & Sons to make the typewriter at the firm's factory in Ilion, New York. Sholes still owned 30% interest in the typewriter, but he soon began selling it off, partly to support his 10 children, partly because he lacked Densmore's faith in the typewriter as a financial hit. After cashing in on his inventions, Sholes had $40,000, or $800,000 today. E. Remington & Sons' experience in equipment manufacturing, particularly with interchangeable parts for guns and sewing machines, was a perfect match for a complicated device like the typewriter. Remington Mechanic solved several problems that eluded Sholes in his Milwaukee machine shop. In 1878, Remington added the shift key, letting users type lowercase letters for the first time. At first, sales lagged. Since the machine came out on the heels of the Panic of 1873, few people wanted to shell out $125 for a typewriter when they could buy a pen for pennies. What finally sold the typewriter was its speed and standard output in a post-Civil War industrializing economy that needed to handle more information. A fast writer could neatly produce 30 words per minute. A good typist would more than triple that speed. At least 20 other typewriting devices were invented before Sholes came along, but he's the one who made it click. In designating an 1873 Sholes and Glidden typewriter as a historic mechanical engineering landmark in 2011, the American Society of Mechanical Engineers said it set off a revolution in the conduct of commerce and business, as well as in communications. Christopher Latham Sholes, born in Montour County, and inventor of the typewriter that helped change the world. That's it for this week's podcast, History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. Remember, the Montgomery House and Boyd House Museums are currently open Sundays from 2 until 4. Society members and students up through 12th grade are admitted free. All others have a $5 admission. Our speaker series will continue on August the 8th at the Boyd House Museum, and I'll be sharing stories on some of the men and one woman who served from Montour County in the Civil War. Stop by, say hello, and tell me you're a listener to the podcast. Doors open at the Boyd House at 6:30, and the program begins at 7 p.m. Until next week, I'm Terry Diener.